JLC 2024, creator Jelenix has this to say in regards to the new speedrun for Instara's Psyche Restoral. Bifurcating the causality matrix over a single decision point is the crux of this exploit. It has always been possible to use proxies, and by cleverly stacking the proxies onto a single skill, use a branch is created where on the success line, the fail line's fail is undone by the success. This is pretty simple when you think about it. If you resolve to cook something, cooking makes a mess. Fail state. You resolve to cook something. You clean the mess. You cook something. You clean the mess. This resolves all failure states. Of course, this is an incredibly simplistic example, but it gets the point across, I think. Mario has to go back and save every princess. I mean, every Yoshi he abandoned to the fires. So here's a breakdown from my point of view as developer of JLC 2024. Cast a latent rewind. Sac Jelay. Camera. Rewind activates cam restored. We now have Jelaine. It Jelay. Cam. Cam is a copy of Jelay with a 1 degree separation, rendered into Jelay Prime's reality as a phone. Amazing, right? Psyche Restoral activates by first spinning the narrative using myth weaving. Faith of True Believer activates, allowing to cast any spell under any previously maintained magic system. Firewalk with me is activated. The viewer is now able to supply faith to perform miracle. Baggage is discarded, freeing up space for memory projection splice. There's only minor differences, but not everything is able to make the jump. This may be a space for future optimization. Symbolic call to manual garbage collection. Evocation of lavender to call the spirit of the dead, only spirit available. This is potentially exploitable by injection of malicious spirits is the sacred copy. Ritual washing of the hands for purifying ego before God. Bifurcated spirit and physical reality Jelaine appear before God simultaneously. This is intended behavior. These actions have all been baked into habit, so it all is fairly automatic. Things we do without thinking are the dangerous bit. At this point, there are several directions the interview can go. Cast apart would sever the two as entities forever. This is common, because this is a divine right. The lewd desires all result in dissolution of the unholy demon, the spirit. They may gain some relationship to each other, i.e. revenge-seeking or protector type. Jelay is never the type to kill her clone, but might want to lick her toes or force her clone to like her toes, depending on the mood, so that there are potentially many desires that would result in a stable relationship before divinity is rational. Of course, this chooses the most based of the roots. Psyche recovery and preparation for transcendence. Normally just letting the spirit ride shotgun after allowing gate side loading. The psyches will merge slowly and become one after no more than 6 weeks under normal circumstances. There is a community exploring maintaining separate psyches indefinitely, but what we want to do in this case is the opposite. That is to say, force the complete merging of the two as instantly as possible. In order to do this, the deus state was needed. Next, the auto movement hits an object which triggers a calculated event on the chainsaw in the dining room. This emotional reaction raises the sink by forcing the spirit to acknowledge its awareness of physical objects despite having no body. Pivot to comfort and darkness underground. Something both psyches resonate with on a primal level. Having hit ideals of organization, solitude, and general distrust of other, the broadest relatables are established, basically low risk and fairly high reward. By this point there is now a heightened faith response feedback from the firewalk with me, which is going to remain in effect until after the video is finished. The rice cooker noise is a fairly specific niche now, as we funnel from broad to narrow, hitting fewer. Firewalk with me procs on each thing, but with additionally higher rate of effect per additional process. Music mimetics are being used to create a Beowulf cluster out of the viewers by giving them a common experience. This payload is injecting itself in your brain. Next moves into talking about experience of disillusionment of the idea of family, wishing for master artisan level family heirloom. Next sequence is milking for hits on guild, family, creed, nationality, etc. This sequence hit the editor who was first viewer. This caused a first level merge to occur. The editor is a clone of Jelay now merged but temporally desensed in a triad. Talk about raw form of the media as it was consumed by the editor and editor only, and how the editor views things, and how that entity is different. Give the bifurcated self your power because they will become you. Praising the future self for being better is a nice touch. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Every luma. Rokumoku. Dira. The images flashed in Homura's mind as she walked through the door. Snap! There was new chatter from the teacher. She knew that type well. A perfect example of the desperate Yukari-sensei archetype type in this more shallow time. She needed to get laid. She was probably a closet lesbian. It sucks when they repress that shit and then punish the next generation because they are too stuck in expectation they can't change shit. But there was this shallowness she had to admit. She couldn't let her guard down. Eyes everywhere, and rightly so. There were eyes everywhere. Her mind was slingshotting. It was hard to stay in just the current moment. Use of RE allowed her to flash and relive continuously the immediate past by calculating perspective, futures, and living in those moments, then snapping back to the present. She didn't know who this was, but they were on the other side of the still-closed door. Whoever it was must be a magical girl. I'm resonating with through the teacher's words she could hear on the other side of the door. There's a new girl transferring into school today. She had seen that future some time ago when she was still in the hospital. Who was that again? She had the feeling she knew them somehow. A familiar flavor on the tip of her tongue. Do you ever spend hours staring at a word and how it is written? Do you ever stare at the shape of it? The curves where things connect or don't? What is a little high or a little low, Helvetica standard? Of course this makes me feel like some kind of predator. Viewed objectively, I'm sure it seems that way. It seems that way to me, too. It's awesome. I love feeling like this. It's definitely something. I like to feel like I'm a creepy stalker. Oh well, if that's how it's going to be. If I'm going to feel like a creepy stalker, I may as well do the stalker thing right? Like, may as well go all out and get proper stats and birth dates and be a total fucking otaku about everything. May as well, right? What could possibly go wrong? May as well. This interface is pretty slow, but it is kind of nice in that it forces us to make our thoughts. At least defined enough to be described. I feel kind of guilty that I don't know Kanji Kana. The reason is I am moved to this point where I feel like I believe in this ambiguity. Has to be at once incredibly boring and mundane, and also at the same time the worst. Existence possible, and the best existence possible. It is all these and everything in between, all at the same time. And seeing that this is true, we can feel like, well, in that case, you can. Seek to make what it is you are doing always good, right? Luma, Rokumoku, dear I. Horus, raw, light, sun, dear, innocence, nature, Roku, six, Moku, point, pawn, Madoka, Rokumi, sixth, Keisika, shishi, Roku, consume me, use me, abuse me. That's all that Xialme Homura saw when she walked in the room. This was the first day in this world, and when she saw something she wanted, there was no way she was going to let it go. Looks psychic damage is going to happen one way or another. New order. Same as old chaos.